Yeah, keep comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme. We're going to be talking about the circular economy in hour two. We've Minister for State Alan Dillon, a new launch by the government. They're going to introduce a voucher sort of discount scheme for repairing, rather than this whole idea of using and wasting all the products that we have. We're way behind other European countries in terms of repairing and holding on to things and make them last longer. So we'll find out what the government plan is about that. That's all part of, I suppose, the battle against climate change. One of the other battles against climate change, trying to get people walking and cycling more and using public transport more rather than driving in our cars. Well, last year, it turns out, was a record year for Nair Road Éireann and for Irish Rail in terms of the number of passengers, and that extended to Kerry. Demand in the Kerry, Tralee, Cork, Dublin services last year surged by over 8.3% over the previous 12 months to 962,000 journeys. But behind the line to talk about this and suppose why it happened and what's likely to happen this year is Irish Rail's Barry Kenny. Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Are you happy with the numbers?
Yeah, it's great to see the increase. As you say, it's on our service to and from Kerry. It's also on the national network. I suppose the increase that we've had there in Kerry, 2024 was a record at 888,000. So another over 8%, 8.3% to 962,000. And that actually is pretty much in line with our overall national growth as well. We went from 50.7 million to just over 55 million from 2024 to 2025. So it is great, you know, I think, and particularly, I suppose, and I know people hate hearing, harking back to the COVID era, but there was a lot of kind of speculation that COVID is would kind of mass public transport recover. And not only has it recovered in Ireland, it is dramatically exceeding pre-COVID numbers at this stage. And none more so then on our intercity routes. We're seeing an awful lot of growth across those longer distance routes. They would have recovered, I suppose, more strongly, more quickly than some of the shorter distance commuting routes. So very, very encouraging, and shows, I suppose, why the investment we want to put in place is so important.
Why did it happen, Barry? Why were the numbers up?
We're seeing it, I suppose, across all of our kind of market sectors. You know, you're seeing it in terms of leisure travel has been extremely strong. I think just that is something that we're seeing in terms of events, in terms of just kind of your hotel breaks, things like that as well. I think a factor as well is students. I think there are a lot of students that may previously have rented, but with the pressures on rent availability and rent costs, might be commuting on a daily basis more frequently. So that's certainly a factor. And then it's the economic activity overall, that there's record employment and between business travel, between just as well as the requirements that people have for work or for education, that we're seeing that too. So what it means for us, I suppose, there's every improvement and every bit of good news does bring with it challenges. Obviously, we've got to maximise the capacity that we have out there on our network. It's at times we are extremely busy on our services, but thankfully we have major fleet orders in place that and while the fleet orders we have in place right now are for trains for the Dublin area, we're currently using intercity trains that we should be using on longer distance routes on some Dublin commuter routes. So when we get the new trains and they'll start coming into service from next year, it'll free up those trains, and it means we can then look around the network and see, right, where do we need to put the additional capacity more quickly to respond to the demand that's there. So, as I say, we're not in a situation where we're waiting for funding on fleet. We have 285 carriages on order, and they're going to start coming into service next year.
Okay, and that's all part of your plan. You've unveiled a multi-billion euro plan. You've big plans for Cork, 1.8 billion, 8 new stations, 90-minute trains to Dublin. Is that achievable?
It is achievable. I mean, these things will be delivered in phases. I think the Cork commuter network, we have an investment plan that's underway there at the moment, and that will benefit Tralee as well, because we will have a lot more capacity between Mallow and Cork, so that obviously the Tralee-Cork services that we operate will give us the scope to enhance that frequency as well. We want to build towards an hourly service to and from Kerry. Obviously, we've got a two-hourly service at the moment. So the Cork commuter investment is happening. We've got double tracking happening to Middleton at the moment. We've completed the new Platform 6 in Kent Station, and we're re-signalling the whole area to allow more trains. We're then moving to the next phase this year, putting forward the plans for 8 new stations on the commuter network. And while, again, physically in Cork, it will give improved connections right across the network to and from the areas, again, making it more attractive for people to switch over to public transport and to our services. So there's great support there. The EU is part funding what we're doing in Cork as well as the Exchequer. So those projects are underway.
Will there be a lot of disruption, Barry, while all this happens? I know it's no pain, no gain.
Yeah, we were not, I suppose, the work that is happening on the Cork commuter network has been happening over the last 18 months or so. What we've been doing is kind of finishing a little bit early in the evening, so we'll have like some bus transfers from about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the evening on Cork Mallow when we're working on signalling there and some weekends. But we're managing to, I think, kind of protect overall the vast majority of customers, and indeed we've seen record numbers on the Cork Dublin route as well. So if the works weren't happening, the numbers would be even higher again. So not unduly disruptive. Under our, as it was kind of more medium term plan, the All Ireland Strategic Rail Review, we do want to put in more sections track on the Tralee to Mallow section, passing loops we call them, which is where you build either a second platform and a passing section of track, or a passing section of track between stations, and that will allow us to improve journey time and improve frequency as well. So
That means more trains will allow to travel at the same time on the same track, effectively.
Exactly. As people know who use the service regularly, there are points at which you have to wait, because it's single track, as many of our routes are. You have to wait for another train to pass. If you've got more passing sections, the time that takes reduces. So that's, it's significant both in frequency and in improving journey time. So those plans are being developed as well. And there's real support now. And, we've been working with all the local authorities. We've been working with Kerry County Council, working extensively to identify, where we can play a bigger role. There's real pressure nationally, of course, on housing. And if you've got high capacity public transport, just like if you've got power, if you've got water supply, it is part of the building blocks to allow you to deliver more housing rather than adding to congestion on the roads.
Okay. All right, Barry, listen, thanks for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme this morning.